from the early days to the more recent.
Which one is this one?
Now, I wanted to highlight this because it's mixed mediums, and I wanted to ask if you approach it quite differently. Now, this is an interesting because it is based on a Chinese play, but yet it is a dance theatre rendition of a Chinese play. So this is the Thunderstorm.
I would still consider this quite new, leh.
2013,
yeah. Yeah, I would still consider it. I honestly didn't feel like I had hit some sort of stride until last year. Before that, I feel like everything is a bit not there yet. And even now, I feel like I'm not there yet. It's just
it's a works in progress.
Process.
It's a works in progress.
So it's a good show, though.
It's a good show, and notice the review is now 750 words, which is a good thing, yeah? Which I really think is a good thing. And
it's
I've
not
also,
even my longest, yeah.
I've also noticed that a lot of reviews these days are a lot more column space are given to them, which I think it's a very good thing. So, and I keep telling them the range is between, every time they write a review, between 500 to 800 words. That would be the right range. So this is really hitting the top end. And this is with pictures that are not here, yeah? So, a production of Tao Yu's 1930s dramatic tragedy Thunderstorm in its entirety can easily last more than 3 hours. In this stark, beautiful performance, one that knits together physical theatre and dance, director Tang Shu Wing has trimmed the epic down to a manageable 70 minutes without sacrificing its emotional core, thanks to sensitive choreography by Xing Liang and Mui Chek Yin. Now, I like this simply because I already know what the production is going to entail.
Yeah, actually, you learn... What I do now is like, try very quickly within the first four parts to background the production. You just need 2 sentences. You have to tell people what they're reading, not to know what they're reading.
Yeah. And all this without a single spoken word in the production. No mean feat, considering that Thunderstorm is an intricate family tragedy of eatable proportions. The wealthy patriarch Zhou Puyuan has an affair with his maidservant Shiping, who gives birth to a son Zhou Ping. Shiping is banished from the Zhou household, leaving patriarch Zhou to marry a young wife Fan Yi. Fan Yi and his stepson Zhou Ping embark on an illicit affair, but the young man soon falls in love with...
His
servant,
complicated
family. Sifeng, who on a horror of horrors is actually the daughter of Shiping, and in effect Zhou Ping's half sister. In the meantime, Fan Yi and Zhou Puyuan's son Zhou Chong has fallen head over heels in love with Sifeng as well, a love which is not reciprocated. Director Tang ruthlessly and cleverly rids this performance of two characters, Li Gui and Lu Dahai, from the original dramatic text, leaving the focus on these 6 entangled personalities. He trains the spotlight on 6 scenes in the play, just enough for the audience to grasp its basic narrative arc, leaves the physical storytelling to choreographers and co-directors Singh and Mui. The result is a tightly woven work, free of extraneous minutiae that might bog down the quick rhythm of this family's inevitable doom. The directors waste no time in introducing the complex family relationship by sitting all 6 dancers on a couch in a beautiful opening tableau, reminiscent of one of those stiff formal family portraits. It swiftly defines each character's relationship with the other, from longing looks to lustful glances, with hands clutching at one another desperately before they are torn apart. Thunderstorm's blend of contemporary dance aesthetics with techniques from traditional Chinese folk dance emerges with breathtaking freshness. In a coquettish pas de deux, ill-fated lovers Zhou Ping and Sifeng tumble across the stage as they play a game of catch involving Sifeng's scalp. Dancer Li Cheng, light and quick on her feet, is striking as the petite charming Sifeng, the unknowing cause of this family's woe. But in a chilling twist, Fan Yi interrupts the joyful duet with the sharp twack of her unfurling wooden fan. Dancer Yvette Huang, with her every extension of arm and strong and black stockinged leg, offers a glimpse of a woman who is as vulnerable as she is venomous. Choreographers Singh and Mui play with positions of power on stage. The dancers are carefully arranged, whether bathed in pool of life, perched in the red couch, or revolving around the family dinner table. Lovers coil into each other while objects of affection rebuff the suitors by delicate dodging and disengaging. The judicious use of props to create sound from the thud of a bowl on the table to the raw crumpling of a rattan fan means that every noise punctuating the lush string of music or silence has the emotional effect of a gunshot. The only clumsy moment visually was the climactic finale where the characters congregate on stage, presumably outdoors in the rain, clustering together in indistinct groups with a great deal of incoherent pushing and shoving. But apart from that break from quiet devastation, this work is a triumph of precision and restraint. There are no melodramatic outbursts of emotion, with a focus instead on the tiniest but most meaningful of gestures. Here, a palm placed tenderly on the cheek speaks more than 20 lines of text. This interpretation of Thunderstorm might arguably sit better with those familiar with the original text. But I do think there is something captivating in the universality of that experience of love. And through this version of Thunderstorm, their agony and ecstasy continues to live on.
Well done!
Gives a very, I feel, a very comprehensive picture of what went on. What I've been also telling the students, that a review has really the responsibility of giving your readers as accurate an impression of the production as possible without telling them what it means, without analysing it for them, but really to give them the impression. And I think this does it quite well. I mean, it's not like a very in-depth dance critic interpretation, because it's not.
Yeah, I think they sent me for this because they wanted a theatre perspective.
Correct.
On Lei Yu.
Yes.
Right? And even though I watch dance, I wouldn't say I'm a dance critic. So I think it would be different if, let's say, Jermaine or Stephanie Burridge had reviewed it. But what was nice was almost everyone stayed back for the post-show dialogue.
Wow.
Because they really enjoyed it. And then a mother and daughter behind me, who I think were either, like, they weren't Chinese. Anyway, they said, yeah, we didn't know anything about this, but we knew exactly who was doing what and who was who.
Wow.
And I think that's the triumph of the piece. That they had no context for, like, she's like, yeah, the daughter was doing this and that's the son. And I'm like, wow. You know, I mean, I know the story, so it's easy for me to put it together. But even people who had no context, so they actually gave a commentary to praise the show. So I think kudos to the choreographers.
Kudos.